This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, the Wellesley College class of 2017 heard none of the standard advice given in college commencement speeches. Speaker Hillary Clinton focused most of her address at her alma mater today on her presidential loss in November and the current state of affairs in the U.S. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the warm welcome Clinton received.
Clinton confessed with some humor that losing the election was hard.
I've gotten to spend time with my family, especially my amazing grandchildren. I was going to give the entire commencement speech about them, but was talked out of it. Long walks in the woods. Organizing my closets, right? I won't lie, Chardonnay helped a little too.
This was Hillary Clinton straight up, the raw, straightforward Clinton who has emerged before in speeches at Wellesley. Gone was the sometimes stilted candidate, perhaps the victim of too many campaign minders. Here was the Wellesley graduate, comfortable among her own.
I couldn't think of any place I'd rather be this year than right here.
It wasn't all politics. Clinton confessed her own uncertainty soon after arriving as a first-year student at Wellesley in 1965.
But maybe you changed your major three times and your hairstyle twice as many as that. Or maybe after your first month of classes, you made a frantic collect call. Ask your parents what that was. Back to Illinois to tell your mother and father you weren't smart enough to be here.
The former Democratic candidate for president encouraged the graduates to change their minds from time to time.
You know what? That's okay. Take it from me, the former president of the Wellesley College Young Republicans.
She never once mentioned President Trump, but she left no doubt whom she was talking about as she recalled the graduation of her class in 1969, soon after the election of Richard Nixon.
We were furious about the past presidential election of a man whose presidency would eventually end in disgrace with his impeachment for obstruction of justice.
Clinton warned of the consequences of people in power inventing their own facts and attacking those who question them.
It can mark the beginning of the end of a free society. That is not hyperbole. It is what authoritarian regimes throughout history have done. They attempt to control reality.
Clinton ended on a call to action. She told the graduating class that American history teaches that it's often during the darkest times that Americans can do the most good. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.